2018 was a big year for the city of Kyle, which sits just half an hour south of Austin. It became the pie capital of Texas, and the city's leaders made plans for its future. But those plans did not include the nearly year-long conflict between the city and one of the largest energy infrastructure companies in North America. The city found itself in opposition to the construction of a 3.5-foot-wide natural gas pipeline. Houston-based company Kinder Morgan plans to build a 420-mile pipeline through Kyle. Mayor Travis Mitchell has been navigating this conflict from the start.
It's significantly larger than anything that's ever come through our city. The majority of the residents have concerns.
Kinder Morgan first came to Kyle with plans for the pipeline's path in October 2018. City officials passed an ordinance in July 2019 imposing stricter regulations on pipeline construction within Kyle city limits. Kinder Morgan argued the ordinance went against federal and state law and sued the city of Kyle. City Council and the mayor voted to accept a settlement deal with Kinder Morgan on October 4th in order to avoid being taken to court. Kyle resident Peter Parcher spoke to the council before the vote.
Anything man-made can fail, so there's always a risk of an accident. I am a realist, and I do know that these things can happen.
City Council member Dex Ellison says a lot of people have been reaching out to the council and mayor about the settlement.
I feel like that, you know, a lot of folks have been frustrated with the city of Kyle, but I feel like the city of Kyle has done more than any other city along this proposed pipeline. Unfortunately, we just find ourselves in a position where the law is ahead of us on this.
Kinder Morgan will pay the city of Kyle $2.7 million as a part of the settlement agreement. Construction on the pipeline is likely to begin in the next year. The mayor says the outcome is better than the city could have expected to receive through litigation. For Dispatch 40, I'm Maddie Thomason.